bringing you diverse voices, in-depth conversations, and perspectives that are often unheard. The initiative is supported by the Covering Canada Elections 2025 Fund. Tune in live on April 28th for our election night coverage and visit altelxn.ca for more information.
No static. No static. No static. No static. Mondays. 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 Monday, 6 to 8, 6 to 8, 6 to 8, 6 to 8 p.m. 6 to 8 p.m. Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. CFRC 101.9, CFRC.ca. No static, Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. CFRC 101.9, CFRC.ca. CFRC's most varied variety show. CFRC's most varied variety show. CFRC's most varied, CFRC 101.9, CFRC.ca, no static, Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m.
Yes, 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 what's up, everyone? You're listening to No Static here at CFRC 101.9. CFRC.ca, wherever else you listen to the show, we are listening to youarelistening.2. We are supposed to be listening to the Montreal Fire Fire Brigade radio feed, but it is not loading. So let me give that another go and chat while I get the rest of this underway. I'm live and in the studio today. I've been pre-recording out of convenience more so than anything else, sending out tracks to the station. If you're listening live and local, it is 6 p.m., just after 6 p.m., 6:02. And I'm your host, Mikey, also known as GA Third Place. You're listening to No Static here at CFRC 101.9. Housekeeping stuff. One, regular listeners of the show know that I usually do a 420 show. I have an apology. I completely forgot to do one. However, to make amends, I will play one Bongzilla track and one Vivian Sugar Jones track, and then it was also a momentous occasion in which Easter, both the Catholic and Orthodox calendars, let me remember what the specific names, Gregorian is one of them versus Orthodox calendar, Julian. The Julian calendar is the one that the Orthodox churches tend to follow, and the Gregorian calendar is the one that the Catholic churches tend to follow, or in most Christian sects. A momentous occasion in which Easter also also fell on 420. So I have had this really, really interesting. It's tucked away. It was tucked away in the experimental section of our quite large music library, in which I found Christos Hadzits, electroacoustic music. There are six tracks, or I guess four tracks. It's labeled 1, 2, 3, and then the fourth one is labeled number tracks 4 through 6. It's the top half of this show is going to be quite long and arduous. But we will get through most of that. We also have live sessions that are still plugging away, doing their thing. There's a band I've never seen before, which is all exciting, in the studio at the moment. I wonder if you guys can hear that. Probably not, but maybe. I really want this dispatch feed to be working because I am such a fan of this stuff in general. And I think you are listening. Dot two. Yes, there we go. Is a really interesting project, which you are more than welcome to look up. You are listening dot two on the interwebs, ye who have access to the internet. Yes. Okay. Proceedings for the show. It'll be the Bongzilla track, the Vivian Sugar Jones track, probably not in that order. This Christos Hadzits mystery electro experimental track. Probably going to listen to Crucifix. It is a 16-minute track with Chari Palatos, who is a singer, the Exalted Chamber Singers, and John Tootle, the choir conductor. But there's also the Temptation of St. Anthony, which is just tape, apparently. So I may end up doing that, actually. So that's the top, the first chunk, anyway. And then going into the hour leading up to it, we are doing Who Asked for This, You Asked for This, whatever I want to call the segment. It's usually an accompaniment with Jordan Richards, who is a curmudgeon just like I am, and a critic just like I am, and a grump just like I am. And we do really well, wherein I have, very early on when I like sort of was getting this show up in the air, signed up to a bunch of the distro, like Disco Kid stuff. So my email, in conjunction with receiving a lot of like, hello, this is where I do my show bookings and stuff, which I will also chat about in a moment. I receive many, many, many musical submissions, and most of them, the quality varies. The quality varies is all I will say in that regard. For example, I have someone sitting in my inbox right now who misspelled my first name wrong, and you have the information there. But I mean, they didn't use AI for their album art, I don't think, which has become more and more of an issue lately. And it's disappointing. If you as an artist are using AI to make your album art, you should really consider where you are at with your art, I think. You should consider your peers around you and why you chose to circumvent someone who may or may not have been able to produce you a piece of work that you would feel happy about using in your production one way or another. And you should reconsider doing that and perhaps reach out to your friends and offer them a beer for a sketch or something, because it's very easy to see when art is AI, and that's like enough of a reason to not use it, I think, let alone the environmental issues and what it says about your work ethic as an artist and what you consider art. And that is a whole other discussion. I'm really going full podcast at the start of the show because I'm not pre-recording and I'm just rambling instead. So, without further ado, let's get into some music very quickly. Also, beneath us at the moment, we're listening to Anne DeVaria. We are listening to Embarcadero, Part 2. Let's do the Vivian Sugar Jones track. And then we'll go from there. You're listening to Static here at CFRC 1.9, CFRC.ca. Wherever you're listening to this show, this is Vivian Sugar Jones. Good morning. The track is 4 minutes and 20 seconds long.
lips while saying good morning. How you doing? Good morning. Hi. Good morning. How you doing? Good morning. Hi. Stoody doody 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 doody. Hi. Stoody doody 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 doody. Hi. People tell me, say, you're no good for me.
We'll be right back.
Bongzilla 666-pound bong session, and now genuinely for something completely different. This is Byzantium by Christos Hatzis. Rather, the record is Byzantium. We're going to listen to Crucifix, which is, from my understanding, of the Inlet Eastern Orthodoxy hymn chant, which is exciting. As a Coptic Orthodox fellow, it's always nice to see at least some tangential representation of my dysphoria. It's also like a very electronic infused CD from my understanding, so as you can tell as well. So this is going to be the next 15 minutes. Nothing out of the norm for me in the program here. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Static here at CFRC 109. CFRC.ca, wherever else you listen to the show. I'm your host, Mikey, also in the CJ third place. I had alluded to what is going to be occurring later in our program, wherein a section that I have self-described as You Asked for This, or Who Asked for This, depending on who I want to blame, wherein I go through the dredges of my email inbox, in which I have signed up for a bunch of distributions from various artists and record labels. I play them without having encountered them prior to the email. I hope they don't have swearing, and I reflect on the content in which the CD, song, record, and so on, what is in store. And then to close out, David Parker, you should know the name by now if you listen to the show in regularity at all. David Parker, local legend, musician, father of two, good friend of mine, and a plethora of other descriptors and adjectives. Put out a collaboration with Graham Beverly, who is a Kingston alum, I believe based out of Montreal at the moment. And they put out this really, really wonderful improvisational, I really should stop because this, they're going in, this really wonderful improvisational guitar endeavor called Arc Softly Over Dream. You can check it out on Bandcamp. And they were gracious enough to send me the release. So I'll be playing that top to bottom to close out the show. I believe it's about 50 minutes in length. And so 7:10 or so is my aim to play that record. Yep, 50 minutes or so. I did the math correctly, which is nice. It's always nice. And then this is me making up for a lack of 420 special episode, which I tend to do, but have neglected to for the year of 2025. But you can... No, you can't. I have not. I was going to say you can find them on my Mixcloud, but I have not recorded them for archival purposes. So you know what? If you were there, you were there, and I hope you enjoyed them. And I hope that next year I will have a 420 special for you, dear listener. And then also in keeping with it also having just been Easter, this is the thematically appropriate, or not so thematically appropriate, Crucifix by Christos Hatzis off of the Byzantium record. I'm your host, Mikey. Also known as each in third place. I'm here for 2 hours. So it's 6:23 if you're listening live and local. Which means I'm here for another hour and 35 minutes or so. Keep locked.
serve thee but a fee.
We just heard, let me make sure it's not going to autoplay on me. We just heard Christos Hatzis, the composer, with Crucifix, featuring Charlie Pilatos doing most of that vocal acrobatic work, as well as the Exalted Chamber Singers and John Tuttle, who is the choir coordinator, or rather choir conductor. Once again, shifting gears, we are going to listen to Telecommando with Excalibur. This is off of the Radio Collective compilation, based out in Picton, Ontario, neighbors. Shout out to them. They're still alive and kicking, doing wonderful DIY stuff. Do check them out if you're in the area. And then I think we'll do the you asked for it, who asked for it, etc. segment, where I take a gander at what has landed in my radio inbox and see what the folks who are making music have conjured for me and submitted to me. So that's on the horizon. We may also actually, there is another track on this comp called, where was it? Hoop Dreams, Jungle Socks, The Jungle Remix. So, I mean, that's as enticing as it's ever going to be honest. But we'll have to get there first. Telecommando, Excalibur. We'll be right back. Telecommando, Excalibur. Up next, we are going to listen to Hoop Dreams' Jungle Socks, the Jungle remix. Whoa. Oh, I just flew straight into it. Give me 1 second here. Take it easy. Getting antsy on me while I need to do some juggling here. You're listening to Static here at CFRT 101.9 CFRT.ca, or wherever else listens to the show. Thank you for your ears. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your host, Mikey, also known as DJ Third Place. I need to just make a mental note of when that track finished, because I need to do my logs. Oh, it's only a minute long. It's a quick jaunt, and then we'll get into my email inbox. This is Hoop Socks. What was it? Hoop Dreams Jungle Socks, the Jungle Remix. Okay, it's time. Let me do this real quick, and then jot down the time here. 1 minute, 30 seconds. That was Hoop Dreams with Jungle Socks, the Jungle Remix, which I guess is pop rock, CanCon. This at the moment, ooh yeah, that's the good stuff. Toshimaru Nakamura, no input mixing board legend, as well as John Vaughn, who is a Regina-based multidisciplinary artist, did a collaborative work in no input mixing. If you know me as an artist, I perform under Kaharaba, and I do no input mixing board stuffs. So that's going to be our unpleasant backing music. In the meantime, let's see what John Dunham's up to, who has misspelled my name in the email, with their metal / new metal track, or I guess they sent me the whole album. Please see below for the links to Stonegate's full album. Stonegate has established themselves as one of Alberta's premier live acts. The band's unique blend of hard rock, metal, and hip-hop influences coupled with their high-energy live performances and 11 stages with the likes of Econoline Crush, have never heard of them, Nelly Furtado, Bailey Zimmerman, not heard of them, and more. Their music video, Hope Dies Last, is currently in rotation on MTV Live Metal Thrashing Madness, and the band has charted in both Canada and the United States. I mean, they don't have AI art, and their website works. Wow. Oh, holy cyberpunk, dude. Rather steampunk. Wow. How do I begin describing this? The person on the left looks like an evil villain with a cartoonish top hat. Those, like, motorbike / space rider / aviator goggles that, like, are flanged and sort of stick to your face and jut out from your face. And has a goatee. The second person is wearing a cowboy hat, and they look like a thumb. The third person looks actually fairly dapper for the most part. Oh, also, they're all wearing what I can assume are black cloth-like material-based Jackets, vests, blazers. There's five of them in total. I'm in too deep. They link their TikTok. Where? A band camp. My kingdom for a band camp. Oh, because I can't click these links because I don't remember my actual real login. So let's do this. Let's just search Hope Dies Last. And it was Stonegate. Oh, here. Oh, it says bracket clean. Wonderful. All right, guys. This is the opening salvo. This is Hope Dies Last by Stonegate, based out in Berta. One, let's see if it plays. It does. Wow, sad. Okay. Super. Fine. Oh, it's flying straight in the next one. Don't do that. Yep. No notes. It was a new metal track in 2025. No notes. Let's do the next one. Thank you, John, for misspelling my name and sending me your record. Next. Let's just work our way down, which I almost never do. This is, okay, hard to read first and foremost. This is new music, I Sang with Elvis by Steve Strawhead, sent to me by Jing Records. Steve Strawhead is, sorry, one second, let me get my backings are not underway at the moment, which is a little annoying. Are we loading now? Are we being nice? We're not being nice. Here we go. Nice. Okay. Cool. Steve Strawhead is a Generation X singer-songwriter guitarist from Kames, England. His songs are a blend of country, Americana, and new wave. After a lengthy hiatus from music, he joined AFB songwriting group in lockdown, Talent is Timeless. This galvanized Steve into writing songs again. One second, the background track is a little too noisy. Winning several songwriting challenges, he was shortlisted for the global T-Tist, T is T, song competition, and recently supported folk artist Saskia Griffiths Moore at London venues and musician in Leicester. Doesn't mean like someone is performing under the name musician. Anyway, his song Got the T-Shirt recently won a Jukebox Judgment radio competition where esteemed record producers such as Steve Lillywhite, bracket The Killers UT, and John Altman, bracket Rod Stewart, Josh Michael, were the judges. Comments included fantastic lyrics from an intelligent songwriter, blah, 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 the song was, blah, blah, blah. Steve's track beat Oasis and Boy George. Blah, 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 blah. I don't think this is from the UK. I'm here for CanCon. So, I mean, you can check out I Sang with Elvis by Steve Strawhead later. Wait, unless Jing Records, are you Canadian based? That's your only in. Dutch. How did you get? How did you find me? Anyway, what's next? Gwyn Davies, new acoustic EP submission. Hello, station manager. My name is Gwyn Davies. I have a new singer-songwriter acoustic EP on Earshot. I hope that its folk and indie vibes throughout it might fit your bill. Well, it's only the Earshot link, and I don't remember my login. So, on to the next one. They are a singer-songwriter based out in Victoria, BC. And some flavor text. Only a boy is the acoustic. Only a boy when you needed a man is an intimate acoustic journey into heartbreak and madness. This collection is a snapshot of a few characters. Gwyn offers the listener a bittersweet glimpse into their lives. It is a genre blend of singer-songwriter and folk. Check out Gwyn Davies with Only a Boy When You Needed a Man. Next. Alex DeVries, V-R-I-E-S, again from Jing Records. So I'm not going to give it the time of day. I don't know. Jing Records, that's my number, man. Someone from their Gmail account, I'm not going to dox you, but thank you, John Martin, for sending me Bluebird by John Martin and Lovers. Hi there, I hope you're doing well. I'm John, an artist and musician in Edmonton. I'm reaching out to share Bluebird, the new single from John Martin and the Lovers, releasing Friday, April 18th. Happy release day. That has come and gone. It's the first track from my upcoming album, Late September Garden Party, out May 15th. Bluebird began as a desert dive while my partner and I searched for names for our soon-to-be-born child. One idea stuck with me, even if it didn't make the cut, so I rung a song around and said I didn't realize it at the time, but the track turned into a love letter of sorts to someone I hadn't met yet. Spoiler, it's my kid. This is a good jumping point. I will interject with some Dungeon Synth, actually, in honor of musicians composing stuff for their children. It introduces a warm orchestral alt-Canadian song that flows throughout the record. Thank you for supporting Canadian music. Entirely going Google Drive. First and foremost, do you have a real bit of work as your... I guess it's like a promo photo. It's a very pretty promo photo. This sort of... a composite of the person as a musician with their guitar, sort of looking upwards and yonder, side on, away, with a large, very large floral garden arrangement behind them. Neat. Bluebird single files. Bluebird single artwork. Not AI. Good work. Thank you. Next. Lyrics. I mean, I doubt it'll have explicit content, but you never know. Cool. That looks good too. Check, check. Let's get to the tune. There's a problem playing the audio file. Let's try it off a different one. There's a problem playing the audio. Let's download the file. And then, can't download the file. Let's download the WAV. Oh, no. You're doing so well. There's another one in here. Little heartbeat. Does this work? Nope. Let's download. What? That's disappointing. All right, I will do you a solid. John Martin and Lovers, Bluebird. Maybe I throw Bandcamp at the end of that later. It shouldn't be this hard to find your song, my friend. Oh, we're doing a cringe elbows up thing, but that's fine. I cannot find it. I'm going to your own website as a last-ditch effort, and I hope it loads. It does. It's only on Spotify? Is that what's happening here? It is. That's too much work. You know what? Thank you, John Martin and the Lovers. We're going back into the... Whoops. Into the dredges once more. We've played one song. Sandro Cusetto. I'm excited to let you know that my latest and first Using Your Shot EP is available on the... I've attached... I really should just remember my login, I think, is the issue here. Encounter Sandro Cruzetto. I mean, it exists. It's out there. It came out 20... Is this the same one? Lucid Reverie. Lucid Reverie. Okay, well, the first song has explicit content. The second song, Long Way Home, no plays. Wow, exciting, guys. Uncharted territory. Okay, let's do it. This is Sandro Cruzetto, Long Way From Home. Can't tell what's going on.